We are learning Maseches Nida, and we are starting, we're learning Lamed Vav Amud Beis, and we are starting from the top of the Amud, a new Mishnah. We know that if there's something called a Nida, something called a Zava. Zava is after Isha has a regular cycle, and she's a Nida for 7 days. The next 11 days, she could become a Zava, she sees Dam then. Now, there is an exception, that if she is in labor, and she lands up having a baby, and while she was in labor, she saw blood, she saw dam, she cannot become a zava from that dam. Why not? Because it came through labor pains. Masha'enkin, she could become a nida from those, that dam that she sees while she is in labor. So zok the mishnah, hamakasha nida. Isha that's pregnant, and she had labor pains, she saw dam, she could become a nida. And the Gemara will elaborate a little bit on that. If she saw 3 days with labor pains in the 11 days that between Nida and Nida, in the 11 days that she would become a Zava, so really technically she would become a Zava, she saw 3 days of Dam. But then, her pains subsided for 24 hours, and she had a baby, the Yalda, and she had a baby. Then it turns out she is a Zava. Why? Because it's Megala, Mafreya, that those that dam she saw were not from caused by the labor pains, because she didn't it stopped before she had the baby. So these labor pains weren't real labor pains; they were pains of having of seeing dam, because she stopped 24 hours and then she had the baby. So therefore, it's not a raya that it's from the kushi, that the blood came from the kushis. That's where Rav Lez holds. Rav Yeshua holds no. That 24 hours is not enough. Laila v'yoyim, kelela Shabbos v'yoyim. That means, if she stopped Tuesday afternoon until Wednesday afternoon, and Wednesday afternoon she had a baby, her labor pain stopped from Tuesday to Wednesday afternoon, 24 hours, and she had a baby, she still will have the heter that it's not called Zav, because it came from the labor pains. I stopped 24 hours, that's not enough. You have to stop for a full 24 hours, starting from the night. A night and then a day. Just like Shabbos starts from the night to the day, this also has to start from the night to the day. And Taisha speaks out, because Rabbi Yeshua, Kimle Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua knew that the only time it's called, that it's not machmas the leda, the labor pains, only if it stops in this way, that a full night and then a full day. So that's what like this Rabbi Yezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Zokta Mishnah Vaita. What does shafsa mean? Shafsa min atzar, v'lo min adam. When it says that it got calm, it means that the pains subsided, not the dam. Even if she sees dam straight till the leda, it doesn't mean that the dam came achmas a leda, because she stopped the labor pains. We say the dam is for a zava, since she stopped for 24 hours, or for a night and a day, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Kamei kusheha, how much time... Let's say she has labor pains for a very long time, for a month straight. And then she has a baby. And she saw, beginning of labor pains, she saw down 3 days. Could you be toilet that also in the later? How much time? How much time do you get? So the first one, the Yama says, yeah, fill up Bar Mecham Yishim Yom. Even 40 or 50 days, she's in labor for 40, 50 days straight. She saw down beginning of the 40 days or 50 days. That dam is not going to make her a Zava. Why? Because it turned out these labor pains caused the baby, you know, at the end of the labor pains. No. Daya Chadasha. Only in the 9th month, or some say in the 7th month, also, but the month she gives birth in, only that month could you say that it's not a Zava, because it came from the Leda. Only the 9th month. The pain's the 9th month. But basically, you don't have more than 2 weeks. Even the 9th month, more than 2 weeks. If the pains are more than 2 weeks, you can't associate those labor pains with the birth, and therefore you can't pat yourself from Zava if the kishu is more than 2 weeks. If he sees down more than 2 weeks for the leda, with labor pains, you're still going to be tame, because you can't associate those labor pains with the leda. Those are all the three sheets to end the Mishnah. So first the Gemara discussed the first line in the Mishnah. The first line in the Mishnah said, Hamakasha Nida. Even someone who's in labor pains, if she sees down, she's a Nida. Vayta Gemara Kasha, Otu Kol Makasha Nida. Every time she sees down, she's a Nida. She's only a Nida if it's the regular cycle. But we said, if you see within the 11 days between Nida and Nida, then she's not a Nida. Then she's a Nimei Zoyv. So why would we say a blanket statement, anytime she's a Makasha, she's a Nida? Amarav, Rav answers, and we three roots to this teretz. Amarav, to this kasha. Amarav, nida liyayimam. What it means to say is, she's a nida for one day. The day she saw, she will be a nida, and it's there. Abaran dekadin. You're right. If it's 11 days, benila nida. Really, it's the days of zivas. And we said that when you have labor pains, you don't become a zava. So what does it mean? Your nida midir abaran. That she's also to her husband that day, and then when she stops seeing dam, she could go to the mikvah, and the next morning, she is mutter. That's the halacha. Nida yoyim. It's only midir abaran dekadin that she's a nida. That's one shot. Shmuel Amar. What does Shmuel say? Hashinon Shema Tishpe. That the reason why she's a nida, because we're worried maybe she's in labor pain. She saw one dam, but we're worried that maybe she's going to stop tomorrow to 24 hours and then have a baby. So it comes out the dam she saw today really wasn't dam kushi. It wasn't dam kushi. It comes out she was tummy, and therefore the chachamim said that she's also the husband because maybe this is going to turn out that it was really dam nida. Also, midrabanan, but different svara. Not because stam we made her tummy, because here we have a reason. The reason is shema tishafa. Tait speaks out that the Rav not worried about that, since most ladies who are labor pains don't stop for 24 hours. Rav Yitzchak Amar third shot. A makasha ain't a klum. Did not tummy even. Midrabanan is no tumor whatsoever. Faith Gemara Vak Tani Hamakasha Nida. Our Mishnah says the Makasha is a Nida. So how can you say it's nothing? How can you say it's nothing? Vak Tani Makasha Nida. Amarava. Rava answers like this. This is what Rav Yitzchak means to answer. We may Nida if she sees this dam with labor pains in the days where she could become a Nida, then she's a Nida. Bimei Ziva, then it's Tahira. If it's in the 11 days, Bei Nida Lanida, then she's Taka Tahira and it's Eina Klum. So Rav Yitzchak said Eina Klum, he meant in the Yemei Ziva. And the Mishnah says, the Makasha Nida means in Yemei Nida, if she sees Dam, even with labor pains, she will be Tame. And the Gemara brings a Braisa that's a writer of Yitzchak. Vatanya, we learned a Braisa, a writer of Yitzchak. Hamakasha, Bimei Nida, Nida. A Isho has labor pains, and she sees dam in the time when she's supposed to be a nida, then she's a nida. B'mei ziva, then tahira. So it's the first braisa like Rav Yitzchak. And the braisa goes further to explain exactly the details of a isha who has labor pains and sees dam, that she is not a zava. Ketzad. Koshesu yom echad. She had labor pains on Sunday and she saw dam. V'shof sashnayim. Monday, her labor pains went away, but she still saw dam. And then she had a baby. Oy, shekasha saw shnayim. Shekasha shnayim, first case was, Sunday she had labor pains, she saw dam. On Monday, Tuesday, she saw dam without labor pains, and she had a baby on Wednesday. Or, oy, shekasha saw shnayim. Sunday and Monday, she saw dam with labor pains, v'shafsi yom echad. And she saw dam on Tuesday without labor pains. That's another case. And third case, she saw on Sunday without labor pains. Because she saw on Monday, she had labor pains, she saw dam. And the third day, she saw dam, but because of shafsa, again, she didn't have labor pains. All these three cases, harezu letters bezoiv. She is called a zava, and she had a baby. She has to wait shvinakiyim after her baby. Why? Because she was a letters bezoiv. Because here, the labor pains didn't go straight into the baby. So we don't associate this dam with labor pains of a baby, because before she had the baby, labor pains subsided. It subsided. In each case, it subsided. Each of these three cases, the day before the baby, the Tuesday before the baby, she did not have labor pains. But in a case like this, Avol Shafsu Yom Echad, if on Sunday she saw dam without labor pains, the Koshes Oshnaim, then Monday and Tuesday she had labor pains with dam, and she gave birth on Wednesday, straight after these labor pains. Sunday, Monday, she saw dam without pains, because on Tuesday she had labor pains and had the baby on Wednesday. She had labor pains on Sunday, saw dam, shafsa on Monday, no dam, yes dam, no labor pains. Because of a kashsa on Tuesday, she saw dam with labor pains again. So here, the labor pains went straight into the baby. All these three cases, ein zu yuledes bezoiv. She's not called a zava. Why? Because she saw even though one of those Sodomah's days she saw without labor pains, but since the third Ria there was labor pains and she had a baby, that's Megala that all the dam came from labor, and therefore she's not a Zava. Klal Isha Dava. Kushiya Samach Laleida, if the pain, the labor pains are next to the birth, Angel Ledis Bezoiv, then the dam she sees does not make her a Zava. Shufi Samach Laleida, if she her pains quiet down before the Leida, Harezu Yuledis Bezoiv, then it shows that the dam was not machmas the leida. The dam was not because of the birth, and therefore, she is a yeledes bezoiv, and she is tamei like a zava. Hananya ben Achir b'shua ime kol shechal kishua b'yoyim b'shlishi shalom. Then afilu kol hayoyim kuloi b'shufi einzu yeledes bezoiv. Rabbi Shua says a chiddush. He says that the third day that's making a Isha a Zava has to be completely pain-free. But if the third day that makes her a Zava has labor pains, even if the rest of the day there were no labor pains, and even it went into Wednesday a little bit without labor pains, and it comes out those 24 hours in between that and the Leda, still Ein Zu Yeled Es B'Zoiv. Because the third day that's Kaveya, the Din of Zava, could only make you a Zava if that day there was no labor pains. But if there were labor pains on that day a little bit, even afterwards she stopped for 24 hours, she's not become a Zava, because that's that's what Hananya holds. That's the only way to be a Yeledes Bezoiv. You have to, the whole third day has to be that she's not, the whole third day of the Zivas has to be she has no labor pains. The klal of Tanakama that said klalish odava, that if you have shufi somach leida is not a zava, what's coming to teach us? La asuye de Chananya. It's coming to tell us not like Chananya. It's coming la fuke Chananya basically. It's coming to tell us that any time there's shufi, it's quiet 24 hours before the leida, then even though she the zava part of the zavas was with labor pains, still the halacha is she will be a zava. And not like Hananya. Zochtim Maravaita. Mno animili. Now, how we taka know that dam kushi, that dam from labor, does not make her a zava? Mno animili. Zochtim Maratona Baruntar Braisa. Says in the Pasuk, the isha ki yozo zov dama yama rambla is nidasa, temeihi. This Pasuk talking about a zava, like it says, blo is nidasa. And it says the word dama. What does that mean? The word dama is mashma. Dama machmas atzma. V'loi machmas la. Dama. Dama machmas herself and not machmas a baby. And that's what teaches us that machmas a baby is not tame of zava. Ata oimer, you are teaching that it means machmas vlad, that's no good. Oy einay elo machmas oines. Maybe say like this, that if it comes ba'oinis, if it comes like eating too much, maybe that is not counted as dama. So the Marcus Shoaim of Isha ki yozov zoiv dama re onos oimer from the pasuk that says that zoiv it's mashma any zoiv, anything that drips out, even oinis. So ma'ane mekayim dama. What's the miyut of dama? Dama machos atzma v'loy machmas vlad. So the Marcus says they have a ribui of zoiv and a miyut of dama. So the Rebbe is saying, even Ba'oines, she's Tomei. And the Miyat is saying that Machmas Leda, she is not Tomei. Humari Isa Latar Esavlad Tomei Ba'oines. How do you know which way to go? How do you know that Machmas Avlad, that's the one that's Tahar, and Machmas Oines, that's the one that's Tomei? How do you know? So the Gemara, Matar Ni Bavlad, Shiyash Tairachra. By Avlad, it's more easy to be metaret. Why? Because we find by Avlad, there's something called Yimei Toyar. After 2 weeks of Tumah, there's Yimei Toyar. So we find Tahara by Avlad. Therefore, it makes sense that the Avlad won't cause you to become a Zava. There is no Tahara afterwards. So the Gemara, no, Adarabba. Metarani Ba'inis, I'll tell you no. Maybe she should be Tahara Ba'inis. She came with, might say, you find by Ba'inis Bezav Tahar, you find by Zav it's Tahar. So maybe by Zava also is Tahar. By Zav is a man. By man, Oinis, she sees Zav eating too much, she's not Tomei. So say the same thing by Isha. stuck. Right now we're talking about Isha, so don't bring me in. We don't find Ainus by Isha, so don't bring me in a Zav. What do you want to do? Say by Ainus is Tahar. And by Machmas the Vlad is Tommy. That can't be. Because Machmas of Vlad for sure is Ainus. So if Ainus was Tahar, then Vlad for sure would be Tahar. Mad if you eat too much and you see Dam, you're Tahar. If you have a baby, of course you're Tahar. If the labor pains cause you Dam, for sure you're Tahar. So it can't be like that. So it must be only a Vlad is Tahar and Machmas Ainus is Tommy. So we know clearly that Dam. That dam that comes from the labor pains is not zava, not a zava. But the Gemara, Hachi, Nidanami, Nemo, I have a pasuk by Nidu also, like a darshan, that it can't be machmas of lad. Because the pasuk there says also the word zava. And why don't we make a diak? Zava, machmas asma. Only zava comes machmas herself, v'loi machmas vlad. Make that same diak. And I'll tell you how to do the diak. Ata Imer, that, you know, vlad. Oy einoy el oynis. Maybe it's coming to my. There's no oynis by nida. Because sho imer v'isha kisia zava. Hari elu zomer loshen zava's mashma. Oynis is v'tami nida. Man v'kayim zava. Zava machmas atzma v'loy machmas lad. So we can make the exact same drasha. So why by nida was so sure that if you have labor pains that she's a nida? Why don't we say the same miyat zava v'loy machmas lad? Omar shlokish omar kra teishav. Zok the Gemara, that there's a pasuk that says Teishev, and it's Mashma Yesh Lecha Yeshiva Acheres Shikazu Veizu Zu Zu Koishi Bimei Ziva. It says in the pasuk that a Isha in her Yimei Tayar is Teishev Admei Tahira, and it's Mashma from the word Teishev. It's an extra word to teach us there's another type of Yimei Tayar. What's that? That is Koishi Bimei Ziva. That if she has labor pains and she's Zava, she is Tar. Like it's a similar Yimei Tayar. So you see that's a new limud. Teach us that this Dam Koshi is not make a Zava. Vreita Gemara, Ve'imazu Koshi Meinida. Say Teisha is being Marba Meinida. And maybe Zava does. Maybe. So how do you know to say that this Pasuk is teaching us that Koshi b'mei ziva is tahar, but koshi b'mei nida is tamei. Maybe the opposite. Ve'im azu koshi b'mei nida, the teisha is being marbe that koshi b'mei nida is tahar. Elamah v'vodah shmuel. That drasha doesn't work. That was a new drasha. Elamah v'vodah shmuel, not a drasha. On my krah, the pasuk says v'tama shavuayim kinidasa. It says by yaleda she's tamei 2 weeks kinidasa. And the diik is v'loy kizivasa. She's like a nida, not like a ziva. Mechlal de zivasa tahar. It's mavuya from here that she's not a zava. What's the case? What's the case that she's not a zava? Why shouldn't she be a zava if she's a zava from before? Zu kushi me ziva. That's kushi me ziva. So it's a new drasha. It says shuvaim kinidasa. It's a miyat. Dafka nidasa loike zivasa. It's coming to laafuke that kushi me zivasa is tar. Labor pains that cause a zava is tar. It's like the rabbi hashtag siva tamaka shuvaim kinidasa then dama lamli. So why didn't you pasuk dama? It says dama. But loy machas la. What didn't you pasuk for? We have this other pasuk. We would say, to take a dig very strongly and say, even if she quiets down before the baby, even then, the dam that was before the lady, even then, that won't be tamei. Kamash v'lon, that's only mamayit, something that's machmas the vlad, which means that the labor pains went straight to the vlad, but now if she quieted down in between. Talk to Gemara Vaita in Santa story. Shalach bar Shila bar Avina avad over the kavas of Rav. Shila bar Avina did a mais lahalacha. He passed like Rav. That this is talking about before beginning of the Gemara. That Isha who has dam machmas delay, the machmas labor pains only one day. So Rav said it's a tamei midrabbanon like Anida. Tamei midrabbanon for one day. She's also to her husband. And Shila passed like that once. Shila was a Talmud of Rav. So he passed like his Rabbi. He called Nachman after the Rav. When the Rav was about to be Nifter, Omalei l'Rav Asi, he told Rav Asi, Zil Tzane, go quietly to Shila and tell him, Zil Tzane, tell him not to say this psak anymore. My psak. I'm in chayz for my psak. If he doesn't want to listen to you, Garye, like convince him to change his psak. Now, as he thought, he said, Gadye, Husava Gadye, which means put him in Cherem. Husava Gadye Amle. Rav Asi thought that Rav told him that put Shila in Cherem if he doesn't want to listen to you. So what happened? Basa the Nachraf to Rav, after Rav Taka was Nifta, Amale. So Rav Asi told Shila, Hadabach Vichoyz Vim Sak, the Hodavi Rav, Rav is Choyza. So Amalei, Shila told Rav Asi like this. If Isa the Hodabay, did he have Amalei? If Udim Vichoyz would have told me, I'm a big Talmud of his, he would have told me. Loitzais, he didn't listen. Gadde, so Rav Asi put him in the Cherem. Amalei, so Shila told Rav Asi, putting me in the Cherem? When Mustafi Marmad Lekta, you're not scared of a fire? You know, you're not scared of my Gachelas, my fire? Amalei, so Rav says, no, I'm not scared. I know Isi ben Yehuda, who Isi ben Goraya. My name is Isi ben Yehuda, who's Isi ben Goraya, who Isi ben Gamil, who Isi ben Mahala, that's me. All those Mishnayos, that's me. A Sisid and a Choshel Ashalat Be'rikpa. I'm like a mortar of copper that cannot, nothing could touch it. No fire could touch it. Amalei, Shila said back, but I know Shila Baravina, Bukhla the Paras Lamitvah is the Mechosha. I'm like a piece of iron that could crack a piece of copper. And Lamaisa, what happened? Cholash Ravasi. Ravasi got sick. So the Mepharshim said, because he put Shila in Cherem for no reason. It was a mistake. He didn't listen well. It was really Garye, not Gadye, with a Dalad. And Ravasi was sick. Aile v'chamime afuki mikuri. When he got very warm, and that was after he got very cold. And after he got very cold, he got very warm. Aile v'kuri afuki mikuri. When he got a cold, then he got warm. When he got warm, he got cold. Noch nafshi de Rav Asi, and he was nifta. Ozal Shila, only v'suva, Shila told his own wife, you know what? Sovasli is a v'dasa. Prepare me my tachrichim. You know, he was going to expire. He said, I'm going to expire your wasa now. Why? Because I don't want Rav Asi, le'lezo v'leim le'le rav mi le'le. I don't want Rav Asi to go tattletale to Rav on me. Tzavis le'zavasa, they prepared him tachrichim, and he taka died. Noch nafshi Shila, he died. Chozu, they saw but a levaya, double levaya. The hadassim, they used to put hadassim on the, like roses, on the beds, on the mitas. And he saw it was jumping from one bed to another bed. Army, they said, Shema, you know, of the Rabban Pais, you see, they made shalom already. The two chacham made shalom already.